This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
Welcome, 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 everyone and all. We are back with some Rodian Radio. How's everybody doing? I'm your host, Chase. And yes, I am not alone. I am with my good friend, Mr. Danny Cruz.
Hello there, everybody. It's been a while, but we are back. We had to. You know, so much has gone on that we must speak up. And here we are today.
Yeah, you know, it's been a couple weeks ago, but I got a text message from you, Danny, that said, talk about Andor, saying, I need to vent. I need to vent. And I said, save it for the show. So here we are. I'm going to give Danny his free range to vent on Andor, but we're going to save that for the end because I know it's going to get crazy in here.
Ladies and gentlemen, just want to let you know that we don't like do scripts or anything like that. So I'm very scared for what Chase has to say about Andor.
Guarantee you, I have never said this before in my life, and I will probably never say it again. And you're gonna when we talk about Andor.
And before you say that, let me say this one thing before you. I have no idea what you're about to say. I just like everybody to know that Chase is one of the biggest Star Wars fans that I have ever known. And whatever response he gives, like, it's no, I feel like it is.
You should carve it in stone.
You should carve it in stone. Because Chase is, he will watch anything Star Wars related, no matter how good or how bad it is. He is there for the good, the bad, and the ugly, but he will let you know his honest opinion of what it means to have a Star Wars show or whatever it is. So take it away, Chase.
I appreciate that, my good friend. And I don't claim to be a know-it-all or scholar. I'll take that back. I am a scholar in Star Wars.
I was like, oh, shut up.
But I don't claim to be a know-it-all or anything. But I do feel like I watch Star Wars with a different point of view than everyone else. Everyone else does. I don't know. I understand storytelling. I constantly tell my wife all the time, I want to be a director. I want to write stories. Because I know if I had the license to Star Wars, I would reunite the entire community. The entire community. Okay, so we're going to get in. We've got a lot to talk about. We've got the Bad Batch Season 2 to talk about. We got Tales of the Jedi to talk about. We got Andor to talk about. We got Mandalorian Season 3. So this is going to be a recap of all of those shows that we've missed the coverage on here. I apologize. We don't have any Star Wars news or Today in Star Wars History. That's not this type of episode. This is a comeback episode from a long sabbatical. And we're going to jump right into it. Let's start off with Tales of the Jedi. Just because it's the shortest, but it's got the most storytelling in it. I feel like we could go on for at least 2 hours just talking about that series alone.
Each episode.
So, what was your overall impressions about Tales of the Jedi, Danny?
I thought Tales of the Jedi was basically a prequel to the Clone Wars. And I think it was done so well that honestly, they should continue the series. Like, I think this was, it was just kind of like what Star Wars is, you know, like it's still part of the main story, but there's like those little, how can I describe it? Like, think of a big tree with the leaves, you know, all these little leaves have smaller leaves, and that's just basically the stories of Star Wars. So I thought they did an excellent job, especially with the Dooku series. That was amazing. And then the Ahsoka series with FaZe. one clone troopers.
You know, Anakin, in that scene, Anakin was teaching Ahsoka how to survive Order 66. Order 66.
That's crazy.
Just let that sink in a minute. Anakin was teaching Ahsoka how to survive Order 66. Before clone troopers got their phase 2 armor. So that makes me wonder, because we know Anakin has visions. We know that he can see visions through the Force. And yes, that was created by Palpatine. Palpatine led him to have those visions. Mm-hmm. But what if, when say in the Mortis trilogy from the Clone Wars, what if when Anakin was being tempted by the sun, and we know that he was in, I guess it was like a cave or something like that, where the sun was showing Anakin his future. What if part of stuck with Anakin? Because we see in that, well, we see in that scene in the Mortis trilogy, phase two clone troopers executing Order 66 on the Jedi's. What if Anakin carried that with him outside of the Mortis trilogy?
There is a possibility, but I remember in that episode, you're talking about the son and the daughter and the dad, right? Like, didn't the father like erase their memories at the end?
He did, yes. But Anakin is the chosen one. You really erase the chosen one's memories?
Right. Exactly. So I believe there's a little like he maybe had a sense of something, like, so his initial reaction was to teach everything he could to Ahsoka, you know, in case like anything happens to him, because it's just like, you know, master and apprentice kind of thing. You know, you kind of just want to watch their back even when you're not around.
And another thing, we actually got confirmation of what happened to Yaddle.
We did.
Yeah, Count Dooku. And we learned that Count Dooku gave into the dark side after he learned about Qui-Gon's death.
Let me just mention something about that. That minute, I already have that replayed in my head right now. It's like, you've gone too far. And then, like, did you listen to the music of that whole scene? It was super sinister. Like, it was straight up evil. And,
you know, you said you wish they would continue that series. You know, the first thing that came to my mind is, what if we got a series like that, but in original trilogy time? And I thought, well, we've already got Rebels. Mm-hmm. We got the Bad Batch taking place in that time. What I would like to see is a continuation of these, but before the Phantom Menace.
So the prequels to the prequels.
Yes. So like how Obi-Wan was chosen as a Padawan. You know how, you know, Yoda. I'll tell you what. I rewatched Empire Strikes Back about a week ago. And there's a scene when Yoda is teaching Luke. And Yoda says, you know, I'm not going to train him. He's too old. All that stuff. Ben Kenobi actually says a line that says, "Do you not remember how I was when you taught me?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about that. Qui-Gon was Obi-Wan's master, but Yoda taught Obi-Wan also.
And Yoda also taught Count Dooku.
Yeah. So I would like to see Yoda training Obi-Wan.
Isn't that something? That is something. We need to go even farther back. We need to know Sidious's training.
Who trained Yoda?
Exactly.
I feel like this is getting into the Knights of the Old Republic stuff, and
we are slowly going back in time.
And it's like I said before, man. If Disney would learn, the money is in the prequels.
The money is in the prequels. The sequels are over.
Nobody cares about them.
Nobody cares about them.
Nobody cares about them.
Nobody cares.
I have said it before, and I will say it till the day I die. Anything after what's taking place now, which is, you know, Book of Boba Fett, Mando Season 3, anything after that time period is not canon.
Mm-mm. Anything
and after I can and I and I can already hear, well, technically it is canon. No. No, there's no technically bad. You can't tell me. You cannot tell me that Rey knows how to work the Millennium Falcon more than Han Solo. I mean, you can't. Who even thinks about it? I bypassed the compressor.
And, like, come and on you see, all I think of is that meme, you did what? And then they blow up out of hyperspace.
Yeah, like, it doesn't make sense. Look, we've been back on Rodian Radio for 10 minutes, and we're already back.
It was definitely not you. not 10 minutes, people. That's all it took to for that. No, that'll go until the day we die. Like, I'll always bash on the sequels.
You will not find one piece of sequel collectible memorabilia in my possession except for Kylo Ren's Black Series lightsaber.
Or Kylo Ren himself.
Yeah, Kylo Ren is the only thing out of the sequels that is worth collecting.
Mm-hmm. They fly now.
They fly now? Come on, man. Even John Boyega in an interview said they've been flying since the Clone Wars.
This is bad writing.
And they still give
the prequels smack because they have the easiest lines to remember.
This is what you get when you bring people in who don't know Star Wars.
Exactly.
And you look at what Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau and Bryce Dallas Howard Taika Waititi and all these other directors who know how to story tell Star Wars.
Or in general.
Yeah, in general. Taika Waititi, I mean, he might not be that great of an actor, but he is a good director. He's a
fantastic actor, but he is a better director, though. The more he is behind screen, the better. No offense.
It's like Quentin Tarantino. He is a brilliant director in storytelling, but his acting is not so great.
Nope. Gosh. What is wrong with the sequels?
I will tell you, if Star Wars was to ever come back to the big screen, I would be scared to watch it.
I would too, because they're gonna. And I heard, why is Rian Johnson's name still in conversation in the Star Wars fan base? That guy almost ruined Star Wars.
I can tell you, if they was to fire Rian Johnson, if they were to fire J.J. Abrams, completely retcon the sequels, keep Adam Driver as Ben Solo, because that's a great casting choice. And keep John Boyega as Finn. That's a great casting choice.
Mm-hmm.
Daisy Ridley is a great casting choice for Rey, but they need to create her character as what she's meant to be, a scavenger.
Yeah. Well, theoretically, in the first script, she was supposed to be Obi-Wan Kenobi's granddaughter.
I would have been more comfortable with that.
Me too. That would have made more sense. That would have not made me mad.
That would have been. I would have been fine if she would have kept Palpatine as her last name.
That too.
But this is, if they would do this, if they would retcon the sequels, if they would fire J.J. Abrams, fire Rian Johnson, demote Kathleen Kennedy, and put Jon Favreau in her spot, and do a co-president of Lucasfilm with John. Dave Filoni, Star Wars would be insane.
They would.
I feel like any movie that them two got attached to, it would break box office records.
It would. Even though Star Wars already does break box office records, it would like skyrocket past that. But no, they want to stick with.
Yeah, I seen a video of George Lucas, and he was in an interview after he sold his company. And this is after the sequels came out. And the person doing the interview asked George Lucas, you had the sequel trilogy planned out and wrote when you sold your company. And George Lucas said, yes, I did. And Disney wanted to do their own thing.
Big mistake.
Big mistake. I don't know if anybody has ever heard about George Lucas' sequel trilogy, But in case you haven't, I'm going to refresh your memory. So his idea of the sequel trilogy was going to be Han, Leia, and Luke. And it was going to be them older, you know, in the peaceful times now. But the main antagonist or the main villain was going to be Darth Maul's apprentice, Darth Talion. And Darth Maul was going to be alive in live action, I'm pretty sure. And so the story wasn't going to revolve around our original trilogy, which is Luke, Leia, and Han. But it was going to revolve around this new evil, which is the Sith.
Wow.
But no, we got Rey Skywalker.
Anybody can be whatever they want.
And like the, okay, I'm done bashing the sequels.
We went like a 4-minute rant on that. No, no, let's move on. Let's move on to the more important things.
Tales of the Jedi. So that was a phenomenal series. I loved seeing, you know, the character development of Rex and Ahsoka's bond from the moment they met till the moment they departed. I loved seeing Anakin again. I loved seeing all the Jedi back. I loved seeing Count Dooku, Padawan, Qui-Gon. I mean, it was just brilliant. Anything you want to say on the Tales of the Jedi, and so we can move on to the Bad Batch.
It was just a fresh. It was what we needed as a fan base.
Clone Wars Season 8.
Pretty much.
Clone Wars Season 8.
And then what are we on next to? Bad Batch?
So Bad Batch Season 2.
Bad Batch. I vouch for that show even since the idea of clones. Like, watching just clones in general do what they need to is honestly just amazing to watch. But there are certain episodes that piss me off. Like every episode with Sid, like, especially when they saved her in the race, like, I was like, dude, just leave her.
Well, let's talk about that episode. What was her droid's name? T.O.? Something like that?
Yeah, something, I can't even remember.
When he gets hit by that ship, and they're trying to put him back together, and he wakes up. This was the funniest thing I've seen this year in Star Wars. He wakes up, and he says, "Where are my legs?"
My leg.
Where are my legs? And I love that was a great episode for Tech.
It was.
Feel like they're giving Tech a lot more screen time this season than they did last season.
Yeah, now that you think about it, last season, like, all I can think of, it was just about Omega and Omega and Hunter.
And I'm gonna tell you, I was a fan of Omega in season one, but in season two, Omega has a purpose.
She does. No, she had a purpose at the end of season one. I never liked Omega until the last episode of the season one.
Season two, Omega, it's a good character development.
She is, because she's like, but you also get those kid elements where she's like, we have to save everyone. I'm just like, oh my gosh, another side mission.
Yeah, but I mean, think about it. Even the filler episodes of this season of The Bad Batch are still better than Andor. The sequels. Nope, Saving it.
But yeah, let's talk about the most recent episode. I think this was the most heartfelt.
You know,
the most where everybody.
Even in another show besides The Clone Wars, Dave Filoni still rips my heart out when he kills clones.
Yeah, he does. He does it relentlessly.
We get these new version of clone troopers interviews to us, and there's only three left, and literally the two go off on their own and come back dead.
Dude, I felt so bad in the beginning because, like, the clones were just trying to stay warm, and then that, like, jerk of, like, a lieutenant comes in. Dude, the Empire are just big babies with numbers, and then when like the action happens, they suck. Like, it's just like, ah, like they gave us that feeling that we should hate the Empire, which is the direction that we should take it in. And then Crosshair, like, in my head, like, seconds before he killed the lieutenant, I was like, he should honestly kill him. And then he did, and I was like, wow, Crosshair.
What do you think they're doing with Crosshair?
he's gonna play an important role. Like I think he's gonna die. It's like eventually. I think this season for sure. Like Vader, I'm telling you, it's Vader versus Bad Batch. The Bad Batch somewhat escape, or they die to Vader, but first one to go is Crosshair.
Well, we know that Echo, and I was very surprised when I seen Echo leave.
Oh, he just left. Yeah. Yeah, I kind of didn't think he was part of the squad anyways.
He wasn't part of the squad. He's always a 501st.
Always.
But I feel like they're setting Echo up to make to be a major character death, because we know Rex survives because he's in Rebels, and somehow he ends up with Gregor and Wolf.
Yeah, and then somehow he ends up in Return of the Jedi.
I feel like if they're not going to do a season 3, I feel like they're gonna explain how Rex ends up with Wolf and Wrecker at the end of the season.
Maybe because it's like the downfall of the clones, like officially.
Yeah, and I feel like the Bad Batch is going to get themselves in a predicament to where the Empire has them in captive. They're about to execute them. But right. Crosshair sacrifices himself to save them.
I think so.
I'm just ready for them to bring in Boba Fett. This is a perfect show. It's a perfect show. Yeah, but it's a perfect show. Speaking of which.
What would they bring him for?
Speaking of which, I had the great pleasure of meeting the one and only Daniel Logan a couple weeks ago. At a convention that came close to town. And let me just say, if you have never met Daniel Logan in person, he is one of the best celebrities to ever meet with. I had a 10-minute conversation with the guy.
Wow.
About Star Wars. And Daniel Logan cares so much about his fans that me and my wife were about to people in line to meet him, and we stood in his line for 2 hours because he took his time with his fans to talk to them. And I got a figure signed by him, still in the box. But when I invited him on our show, he told me something very interesting. He told me Lucasfilm more or less will not let him do any kind of interviews right now. So it makes me wonder if he's going to make a reappearance as a
live action Boba Fett.
It makes me wonder if he's going to make an appearance somewhere as Boba Fett. And what other show to do it as? The Bad Batch.
Oh, I was thinking of Mando too.
Well, it would be Temuera Morrison, unless they do a flashback.
Like a Banta.
Yeah, like a Banta. But that guy, he's one of the best people you could ever meet and talk to. He cares about his fans.
That says something.
He cares about his fans. He's such a pleasure to talk to, and he's one of the most nicest people you'll ever meet.
And speaking of Daniel Logan, I was also surprised. I think I sent it to you, Chase. The moment I got his, he liked one of my photos, or he liked two of my photos on Instagram. And I was like, wow, where did that come from? I thought it was fake. And then it was like, wow, that's.
Well, he told the person in front of me why he likes photos like that on Instagram. And I overheard his conversation with this guy. And he said, Daniel Logan, if you're listening, I wasn't meaning to eavesdrop, but I was eavesdropping. he told the guy, he said, I like to go through the community and give back just to let people know that I'm here.
Beautifully said.
And he happened to come across your page, Danny.
He did. He looked, and those were the ones he liked. That's amazing. That's honestly cool. I screenshotted it just because I was like, holy.
You know what you should do? You should print it out and frame it, and the next time he comes to a convention, have him sign it.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do. That's what I'm gonna do. That's insane. Yeah, what a good guy though. I already knew he was a good guy because it's just like I watched some of his interviews before, and it was just like you can just kind of tell like when people care about their work, or like they talk in general, like, oh, you know, like just like very like plain and simple, like, I like to thank the team, I like to thank the director, you know, like they gave me the fact, like, you know, like they know the character, but they don't know the character, like, and that's all right, it's not their fault, like, it's, this is what they have to do.
That's like James Arnold Taylor is another person like that. He will actually take time with his fans, because I mean, us fans are what keeps them in business.
Exactly. And he retired recently as Darth Vader. They get to give the rights to Disney, I think.
I'm talking about Obi-Wan, James Earl Taylor.
I'm sorry.
Not James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I got that mixed up. But yeah, he also does that too. Wow. He's
way to go, Danny. I'm sitting here trying to get the community back together, and you just split it down the middle.
Split it. Hey. Let's take it back a bit. But yeah, he's also that guy too. Wow, I wish I would have met him in person when you were there last year.
Well, speaking of which, this May at ICC Con in Nashville, Tennessee, me and Danny are planning to be there. So come meet us, say hi. I'd be happy to sit there and talk to you for 2 hours straight about Star Wars.
Exactly, same here.
And so if I have a pretty good feeling that James Earl Taylor is going to make another appearance there, so we'll get to talk to him.
That'd be something. That would be something.
Yep.
Imagine you just go up to him and you already know. He just says, hello there.
That's what he said to me when I met him last year. The first thing he said was, hello there.
Oh, wow. Dude, I wouldn't know what to say.
Yes. Yeah, it's actors like that is what makes the character so loved.
So much better. He is Obi-Wan. It's so weird. Like, three people basically played Obi-Wan in the whole in Star Wars history so far. Like, it's insane. Like he is Obi-Wan. You know, it's like he's Batman. Like, that's just a different version of Batman. But, like, that is Obi-Wan. When I think of the Clone Wars, when I think of originals, it's Ewan McGregor and James Arnold Taylor. Like,
yep, and I think Hayden Christensen and Matt Lanter.
Them too. Matt Lanter as well. Those guys are also genuine.
And now when I think of Ahsoka, I think of Ashley Eckstein and Rosario Dawson.
Yep. Like, that's them. They're Ahsoka.
Yep. But you can never replace
Boba Fett.
You can never replace Boba Fett, even though there's been about 15 different people wear that armor.
There has been 15 different. All I can think about is like the Boba Fett with the umbrella, and that was Jango.
Yeah, it was Jango.
Same actor though.
But what I was gonna say is, you cannot replace Anthony Daniels. He will forever be the only C-3PO. Just as James Arnold Taylor will always be the voice of Darth Vader.
And Palpatine will always be Ian McClellan, I think.
McDermott,
yeah.
Yep. But yeah, Bad Batch Season 2, I'm loving it so far. I'm loving it so far. I just love Hunter. Like, I don't know. He's just the Rambo of Star Wars.
He's the dad of the group.
Yeah, he's the dad of the group. Wrecker is the older brother. Wrecker's the older brother. Tex the weird the cousin. Child. Yeah, the middle child. Crosshair's the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
And Echo is that first cousin that lives next door.
Pretty much.
Who's always grumpy.
Yeah, I remember that. Remember that episode where like the kid? I hated that kid that stole their ship, and then like that episode was so bad. Like, I thought that was one of the worst, because like that kid was so annoying and so like cliche. I mean, like, it is a kid. Like, I guess they want to have the kids paying attention too, so I guess that's why they created him. But I hope we never see that character again.
Well, I thought the same thing with Ray. What's their name? Trace and Rafa.
Oh,
the Spice Girls. I never wanted to see them again, but I actually enjoyed them when they came in the Bad Batch. They felt like they had a more purpose than they did in the Clone Wars.
I forgot they were part of the Bad Batch. I mean, or they were in the episode.
But I don't care what anybody says. The funniest thing in Star Wars is when they're in that thing, that room, surrounded by the battle droids, and she says, "Is there an Echo in here?" And Echo says, "Yeah."
You still
my name's that. Echo. So, Bad Batch season 2, I think it's I think we got about what, 2 or 3 episodes left?
No way. Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you got to think about it. The first episode of season 2 came out January 4th.
That's true. Yeah.
So, we've had Bad Batch for 2 months now.
Wow, and it feels like I feel like now we're starting to get the episodes leading up to the last one too, but they have to wrap it up like I wish they would spend the last 4 episodes like as the final cut, you know,
cause, like one big arc.
Yeah, like it's and it always starts like the last 3.
I will be honest, the Bad Batch is all over the place.
It is.
It's all over the place, but every episode brings something that you didn't know you needed.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know I needed to see the Zillow Beast again.
Yeah. That was a cool episode. That was a mix of horror and sci-fi.
For sure, alien vibes.
Alien, 100%. That thing looked like the Xenomorph.
For sure, alien vibes.
And then the commando, like when I saw the introductory, I was like, "Whoa, what's going on here?" And then
I thought
Super was in fear for his life.
I thought when I saw that intro, I thought we were getting the actual zombie death troopers.
Oh, that'd be something.
But we got the Zillow Beast, and it was just as great.
It was,
and we actually got confirmation that that was actually Scorch.
Oh, the one that died?
The commando at the end, the one with the gray and the yellow armor.
Oh,
Scorch
from
Delta
.
Squad.
Yeah, Scorch. I know Scorch. Wait, and another thing, and what's crazy about that episode is they actually showed that thing eat a person alive.
Yeah, man.
And like you see the
and you guys want to say Star Wars is made for children.
Yeah. They made
it is, before, but the animation is not.
No, it's not. Like I wish they made like a horror movie, like some like Clone Squad versus some like horror zombie stuff. Like it has to like basically like Call of Duty zombies in Star Wars.
I would like to see clone troopers fight the thing from Attack of the Clones that was in the Geonosian arena that was after Padme.
Oh yeah, the big like Loch Ness monster looking thing.
Yeah, like the tiger thing. They had eyes and I can't remember what they're called. But I would like to see clone troopers fight against that.
Yeah.
Even though it'd break my heart.
My favorite clone, I don't know why, but phase ones always have
different.
They hit different phase one. Because that was the beginning.
Yeah.
That was like, I feel like phase one troopers had harder battles than phase two.
Yeah, man. The first battle of Geonosis.
Yeah. Phase one, phase one troopers are way tougher than phase two. But phase two is way better by like a whole galaxy against stormtroopers. Stormtroopers are bottom tier.
Yep. And speaking of which, with Crosshair, I don't know if you noticed this, but when him and Mayday are trying to protect that outpost, and he goes to that tower, and he was going to snipe from that tower, and when the ship blew up and he had his helmet on, do you think he's got like sensitive eyes now from being in the radiation burns from that Star Destroyer or that cruiser?
Yeah.
Because he takes his helmet off. He throws his helmet off and holds his head.
Yeah, the reason why that happens is like when you have like infrared and when something bright like that happens, it's literally like blinding.
Is that what it was? I thought it was something like.
No, it was because like when you have like when you're wearing like goggles, like military goggles and stuff, and like when like a bright light flashes, like it's literally like it's blinding you. So that's why he took the helmet off, like because it was like a flash because of the screen.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's why he took it off. And then that's really cool because that's a military like thing. Only military people know. Like I'm not a military person, but I just read on it. But it's like that's so detailed, like because his helmet is like infrared, you know, like they can see heat. And like when the bright light happens, like I was saying, like it it like blinds them pretty much. So that's why he ripped it off.
You know, in the first season when he gets burned by that cruiser's engine.
Yeah, he got burned and he got that's
crazy. Yeah. And they had all the bandages and stuff all over. Mm-hmm. People were theorizing that he's going to turn into Dengar.
Yeah, that's, I remember that.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, Dengar was in the Clone Wars.
Yep. Couldn't be him.
So, yeah. But I think we're in for a treat for the last few episodes of the Bad Batch.
We are. And I just want the Bad Batch to reunite with Crosshair and like, I don't know, they got to do something, you know, like
I'm ready to see them in live action.
Live action clone. I would watch it. I'd pay premiere.
I mean, they can do it. They've already got Temuera Morrison on their payroll. They can do it.
Five versions of him, yeah.
They can do it. And they can bring in Daniel Logan to be Omega.
He just plays a teenager.
yeah, he can be Omega. Mm. But yeah, I'm excited to see the Bad Batch season end.
Bad Batch is great. It's a great show. I know
it's a great comfort show.
Yeah, it's because that's what I do. I usually watch Bad Batch before Mandalorian.
Yeah, I usually watch now that Mandalorian's coming on. I'll usually watch that first just because it's live action.
Yeah, that too.
And yeah, and don't even get me started. If you are somebody who spoils like that on Instagram, Twitter, whatever, you need to stop. Like, just stop it. Get some help.
Seek help.
Yeah, just stop it because you're just ruining. And it doesn't matter if you put spoiler warning. Like, nobody that's not enough.
I think it's not enough. Wait like a 2 weeks or a week after the episode. You know what I mean? Like,
at least wait 2 to 3 days. I mean, give people time to watch it. Yeah, people
do it like literally 35 or 30 seconds after.
Yeah. But getting into Mando, where do you think this season's going? Because I'm going to be honest. Dragon. I'm going to be honest. I didn't expect us to get to Mandalore this so soon.
Yeah, me neither. Because this is probably so much more. No, I say we get Thrawn. Thrawn comes in. Because we don't really have a villain right now.
Well, if we know anything about these trailers, they're going to drop the first 2 to 3 episode clips in the trailers.
Mm-hmm.
And the last 4 to 5 episodes.
We don't know.
You have no idea what's going to happen.
How are people knowing how long these episodes are? Every single, like this one, this next episode is cause it's supposed to be the longest episode.
Well, I think like credits and stuff get leaked when production finishes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but I just don't want to know. I hear like so many people throw the info out there. I'm like, we don't want to know.
But I mean, you got to think about it. There's a good 6 minutes of just credits.
Yeah, and then the introductory, like,
and then there's a good 2 minutes of an introduction.
Mm-hmm. So pretty much, like, I feel like there's like 8 minutes of like
worthless.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, not worthless because it's
worthless
people, but like, you know, visually,
visually worthless.
Yeah, I know, man.
I do enjoy watching the concept arts though after the episode.
Oh yeah, I always stay for that, and then you always hear doo 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 doo.
Yeah, but I was actually surprised though. There was no concept art of the Mythosaur of this last episode.
They didn't want to give it away.
Speaking of which, is this the first Mythosaur that we've seen on screen?
I believe so, and Mando will ride it.
I feel like Boba is going to teach him how to ride it.
Boba knows how to?
Because Boba already knows how to tame the Rancor.
Yeah, but that's different. That's a dragon.
And do you think it was the Mythosaur that drug Din under, or do you think he just sunk?
No, I don't think he sunk.
What if it seemed like the Mythosaur was distance away.
What it also looked like it was that like he didn't know how deep it was.
Yeah, neither did Bo-Katan.
Yeah, so because nobody's been there. So like he just literally took a step in. And just...
So in that scene, when she sees the Mythosaur, you know, right before he goes into the waters, she tells him, like, it's adorable how you believe these children's stories.
Right. And then
so it makes me wonder, like, if she didn't believe it to begin with, and now that she has seen it, she knows that the stories are true. But Mando believed the stories are true and had never seen it. So what if there's an actual true way of the Mandalore and they're both wrong?
Who knows? Who is the real Mandalorian? I feel like that Mandalorian lady is up to no good. I feel like she's like,
well,
about her.
If you, I have a theory about her, and I know other people have a theory about her, but if you notice, she's got little horns on her helmet.
Yeah.
I wonder if she was one of the Mandalorians who was with Maul.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yep. But then, like, but didn't Maul betray the Mandalorians because he wanted to leave them?
Yeah.
Maybe that was spread. Who knows? Who knows about that lady?
I feel like she knows a lot more, though, than what she's telling.
Yeah, she does. She only gives, like, bits and pieces.
Because in the first episode of season 3, Mando tells her, by creed, I can be forgiven for my transgressions. And she says, you have removed your helmet, you are no longer Mandalorian, and you cannot be redeemed because it's impossible. And then when he says, if I bring you proof, then will you accept it? And she says, this is the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really makes me wonder if she's just toying with him.
Mm-hmm. I honestly don't know.
I don't think we've seen the last of the Mythosaur. I feel like that's a conversation Bo is going to have with Din.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they're going to, I feel like there may be actually Mandalorian fractions still on Mandalore.
Like small clans?
Yeah, like small clans.
I believe so.
I believe this may be the introduction for a live action Sabine.
Ooh.
We know we're getting Ahsoka series.
We are.
But I feel like this could be her introduction show.
I could see that. Kind of like how the Bad Batch joined in season 7.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that. I'm not mad about that.
No.
Maybe Ezra? We get Ezra at the end?
Well, we did get when they're in hyperspace, Grogu did see the pergolas.
He did. He did see the pergolas.
And we know that they know where Ezra's at.
They do.
Let's just talk about Grogu for a minute. I feel like the training with Luke paid off.
It did. And that was only a little bit. That was 2 years, apparently.
Yeah, 2 years. So from now until season 1, we are about 3 years. So there's a 3-year gap from season 1 of Mando to where we're at now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just waiting for I'm waiting for the man to show up, which is Boba Fett.
Boba Fett. Honestly, I respect Boba Fett, even though the Boba Fett show was literally half Mandalorian, half nonsense. I thought that was a great series.
Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Whenever Boba makes his appearance in season 3 of Mando, I'm going to have to watch it 3 times because the first time, I'm just going to be focused on his armor. I'm not gonna pay attention to anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Second time I watch it, I'm going to be listening to it, but I'm still not going to be paying attention because Boba Fett's on screen. The third time I'm going to watch it, I'm going to actually understand what's going on.
That's the Chase thought process, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. And if you guys could see my collection room right now.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, it's half Boba Fett.
No kidding.
Literally, half my room is just Boba Fett.
Yeah.
I have so many figures. I have models. I have a helmet. I have pictures. I have boxes. I mean, comic books. It's just all Boba Fett.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
This is the way.
This is the way. So where do you think where do you think Bo-Katan is going to fit into this season?
I think she she's gonna join Mando's creed because she maybe she's a believer now.
I wouldn't say she's a believer. I mean, she obviously believes that there's a mythosaur now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the first Mandalorian is still alive?
The very first Mandalorian?
Because he tamed the mythosaur?
Maybe he's just dead. Maybe he's... How does that whole thing work? Okay, so he tamed the mythosaur. Like, how did he tame it? Like, did it just say he tamed it?
Well, the first Mandalorian Jedi was named Mandalore. His name was Mandalore.
Mm-hmm.
If I understand correctly, he tamed the Mythosaur, which we know people who have the Force can tame wild animals.
Mm-hmm.
So what if he tamed the Mythosaur with the Force, and his lightsaber is the Darksaber, because that was the first lightsaber of the Mandalorian Jedi.
Wow.
And then he supposedly, I'm assuming that he's dead now.
Right.
Which the Darksaber now is the, you know, the ruler of Mandalore.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever owns it. Which is another different story, because if we want to get technical, Bo-Katan is now the leader of Mandalore. If we want to get technical.
Yeah.
Mando had the Darksaber. That droid, that Grievous looking Dianoga droid,
mm-hmm.
took the saber from Mando.
He did.
So that would make that droid the ruler of Mandalore.
For a second.
Bo-Katan took it from him. So if we want to get technical, Bo-Katan is now the ruler of Mandalore.
There you have it.
If we want to get technical.
Mm-hmm.
But she gives it back to Din. So at least she's honest.
True. I'm surprised she didn't resist.
I'm surprised she kept. Didn't keep it. Be like, oh, sorry, you lost the Darksaber, Din, while you was unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't. But it makes me, I'm already seeing stuff about Bo-Katan and Mando simps.
Yep, I'm seeing about that too.
But I'm going to be honest. That relationship wouldn't bother me.
It wouldn't, but it's just like.
But I don't need it.
He's too into the creed.
I don't need it, but it wouldn't bother me.
Wouldn't bother me either.
I'm down for the Mando Katan ship.
Is that what they call it?
That's what I'm calling it.
Mando Katan. Here we go. You heard it from her from Rody Radio.
Or we're gonna call it Man Katan. Or Ben for Bo and Din, or Doe for Din and Bo.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, I would rather have that than Raylo.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Nobody cares. So, anyways, with that being said, I wouldn't mind it. It wouldn't bother me, but I don't need to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But anyways, Bo-Katan is now the ruler of Mandalore, and you can't change my mind.
Wow.
So where do you think Grogu is going to fit into this? Because we know Mando is teaching him the way of the Mandalorian.
Right.
And I don't know about you, but I feel like in the first episode when the armor was creating that helmet, did you think it was for Grogu?
I didn't think of that at all, actually. I thought it was...
But then when we see the kid, did you think it was young Din Djarin?
I thought so, yeah.
I did too.
Yeah, I did. And then when the blue guy came out, or basically Jon Favreau, or Pro Vizsla or something like that, yeah, I was like, ah, I know where we're in. And I'm like, Jon Favreau just can't. He's a fan. Like he knows what the audience wants. Dave Filoni is honestly the brains of the operation, and then Jon Favreau makes it happen.
Yep, they're a dream team.
They are. That's the best Star Wars, like in terms of like casting, not casting, but like directors and writers.
And you know what? I feel like George Lucas agrees with everything they do.
They do, and he's basically the father.
Yep. And let's just talk about the first episode of the season with that GoPro shot on that Mandalorian helmet.
Mm.
That was one of the cleanest shots I have ever seen in Star Wars.
It just gets better and better.
That was, and the visual effects and the sound effects for Mando's N1 Starfighter are just, they're magnificent. They're magnificent. The space fight with him and the pirates, the GoPro shot from underneath his N1 while he's flying over the asteroids. I mean, it's just, it's beautiful.
It is.
It's beautiful. I wonder what their budget is for this season per episode. Because if I'm not mistaken, their budget for last season was, I think, $3 million or something like that per episode.
Nope, I'd say like four.
I feel like it's at least another million now.
Yeah, I think it's $5 million an episode. Not gonna lie.
And you can tell.
Look how many. Oh, no, let's talk about one thing. Season 3, episode 2 of Mandalorian, right? I saw an IGN that I sent to Chase laughing. It was too dark. That's the only reason that I read out of that article that they gave 5 out of 10. Am I wrong about this, Chase? They couldn't change the brightness on their screen?
I mean, I get where they're coming from. It was a dark episode, but it wasn't too dark.
Mm-hmm.
That you didn't know what was going on.
Like, what was dark was the Book of Boba Fett episode 1. You couldn't see anything there.
Yeah, you couldn't see anything until Boba Fett starts shooting flames through the Sarlacc. Yeah.
Like, you couldn't. And I don't know. People just want to trash on a good show, because then if they keep writing it's a great show, they're not going to get any reviews or content.
And I know we're going to hear it from our listeners. I know they're going to be saying to themselves, well, you guys said you're going to trash on Andor. Yeah, that's right. But we have our reasons for that.
Oh, we do.
And we have our logical reasons for that. For Mando Season 3... I really can't say right now where it's going to end up at, because I'd Mandalore this soon.
You know what? I think it's going to end with Thrawn.
Yeah, it could be an introduction for Thrawn.
Series.
If we know Dave Filoni, I don't know if Dave Filoni is directing any of the episodes this season, but you guarantee the one he does is going to have Thrawn, Ahsoka. And Ezra and Sabine, you know he's bringing in live action animated characters.
Yep.
He's a genius.
I hope I get to meet him one day.
And fans should appreciate that they have somebody like him and Jon Favreau.
We waited so long since George Lucas.
Yes, we waited 15, 16 years.
We waited basically after Revenge of the Sith. After that, that was the last George Lucas film for Star Wars.
Yep, George Lucas was a part of the Clone Wars.
He was.
But that ended what, in 2012?
So from 2013, something like that.
So from 2012 to 2018, when Clone Wars came back on, we wasn't getting anything.
Almost 10 years.
And Dave Filoni took over, and now Jon Favreau took over with the live action. And fans should appreciate what they have with Star Wars right now.
And I know, because it wasn't always like this. We didn't know. Everything was up in the air.
And it will never be like this ever again.
We never had two Star Wars shows going on at the same time.
No, with another one coming in right after these end.
Yeah.
Which is Ahsoka. It's supposed to take place this summer.
And it's literally, dude, and there's like, I'm pretty sure there's another series in the fall. But like, if not, that's literally from January to August.
Yep. Live action Star Wars plus some Bad Batch.
Yeah.
And just think about it. The rumors that Hayden Christensen is going to be in the Ahsoka series in his Revenge of the Sith Anakin outfit.
It's wild to me.
I'm pretty sure those rumors are confirmed too.
And Darth Maul is in Ahsoka.
So, and if Dave Filoni is going to be over that show, and we know that Dave Filoni has went on the record and said, this show has allowed him to bring stuff to live action that he's dreamed about. I can't even imagine what he means.
Dude, I'm going to know. You know what? I think Ahsoka starts in August. Or no, I think it starts in July. July or August. I don't think it's in June anymore.
It's sometime this summer, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, July, June. I think it's June or August, one of those two.
It would make sense. They do about a 2-month gap in between shows. Mando's supposed to end in May. I think the end of May. Mm-hmm. So by the time we go to ICCCon, Mando season 3 will be finished.
Right.
So, and let's just talk about that for a minute. ICCCon, It's going to be great.
Yep. And
we're going to be there. We're going to be there all weekend. You don't want to miss it.
You do not.
So if you want to check that out, go to ICCCon.com. I think you can still buy tickets. It's in Nashville, Tennessee. It is a convention. There are Star Wars celebrities there, but it's not about celebrities. It is about collecting. This is the only convention I've ever seen have the most Star Wars collectibles dating all the way back from the 70s.
The birth.
They had a Rocket Fire and Boba Fett last year.
That's like isn't that like one of the most priceless figures?
Yeah, they had a Rocket Fire and Boba Fett, but I don't think it was one of the ones that got canceled. I think it was a reproduction version. But anyways, it was going for $7,000. And they had one still in the box.
Wow. Were you shaking?
Yeah. I could tell you if my credit card wasn't maxed out, it would have been that day.
I would have framed it. I would have framed the picture of you with that, because I'd be like, this man dropped $7,000 without even thinking. Like, I was like,
I would have had to take out a second mortgage.
You would have to call me to send you some money. Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah. So that's going to be good. So What we're going to do, we're going to take a short break here. We're going to come back, and I'm going to let Danny just go absolute wild on Andor. All right. So we're going to take a short break, and we will be right back.
We really hope you enjoy listening to Rodian Radio. We really enjoy bringing our love and passion for our favorite sci-fi genre to you listening viewers. If you like Rodian Radio and want to help support us more, please share us out on our Instagram, social medias, what have you. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your pets, your neighbors, your postal service worker, whoever. If you have a Star Wars fan in your life that you know about, tell them about Rodian Radio. The more viewers and more support we get, the better content and celebrity interviews and topics we can bring you to talk about. Also, we would love to see comments on our YouTube videos. Like and subscribe to our YouTube. If we can get a certain amount of subscribers, we may start doing giveaways. Or, you never know, we could have really big celebrity guests on our shows. So once again, thank you for listening to Rodian Radio. Help support us and share us out. We really appreciate everyone for listening. Now let's get back to the show. May the Force be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back, and don't know how long this is going to last, but some might call this the roast of Andor.
Indeed.
So I'm going to put my two cents in here, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to say the less about this show, and I'm going to let Danny take it away from the rest of the show.
All right.
So Andor, it started out good.
Mm-hmm.
just because it was new Star Wars. It was a different take on Star Wars. I was enjoying it. After the sixth episode, nothing interesting at all happened until the end post-credit scene of the very last episode when we see the Death Star construction. That is the only thing that was interesting throughout the rest of the episode, besides live-action clone troopers, which we only saw for about 4 seconds. I don't care for the cursing in Star Wars. It doesn't fit. I don't care for the realism of human interaction, if you know what I'm meaning, for our younger audience. I don't want to, you know, just be blunt up honest with it, but for our mature audiences, human connections, I'm going to say that. I don't need to see that in Star Wars. I don't need to see a story about a different story that's supposed to be about a main character that didn't happen. Don't need to see Saw Gerrera. I mean, we got Saw Gerrera and he didn't do a single flipping thing in the whole show. I don't need to see anything about politics and banking because we got that in The Phantom Menace. I don't need to see anything about just killing people for no reason except because he wants to. I mean, it was all over the place. The show didn't make sense. It was not interesting. I just couldn't get into it. And I don't know why people say it's the best Star Wars they've seen. And if you are one of those people, more power to you. I'm glad you finally are enjoying Star Wars the way you want to enjoy Star Wars. But for me, it was just bad. I mean, it was bad writing. It was bad character development. I don't need to see real world stuff put into Star Wars because I watch Star Wars to get away from the real world. Mm-hmm. Visual effects wise, 10 out of 10. Space fight scenes, they were great, 10 out of 10. I enjoyed the character of Luthen. I really enjoyed his character. I enjoyed seeing all the Easter eggs in his collector shop, Starkiller's armor, some Wookiee stuff, some Gungan stuff. I enjoyed seeing all that stuff. But I just feel like for a show called Andor, Cassian Andor was barely in the show. I don't understand it, and I don't know why it's already been approved for 2 more seasons. I don't. Maybe season 2 will change my mind, but season 1, a 2 out of 10 for me. If you understand where I'm coming from, great. If you don't understand where I'm coming from, you know, it's Star Wars. I'm not trying to gatekeep anybody. Everybody has their own opinions about Star Wars. Everybody can love Star Wars their own way. And I'm glad that's how you're supposed to enjoy Star Wars. But for me as a Star Wars fan, I will put it this way. This is what I meant when I said earlier. I will never say this about Star Wars again, probably. And this is the first time I'm ever going to say it. This is the only Star Wars show outside of Star Wars Resistance, because who cares about that show? That's a sequels animation show. Nobody cares about that. Except for, you know, little kids, which I guess it is a little kids show. And that's great. Little kids, that's something for them to get in Star Wars with. But what I'm going to say, this is the only Star Wars show that I have never completely finished.
Wow. I didn't even know you were going to say that.
And it really, it hurts me to say that. And it disappoints me to say that. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. It's just something you can't explain. It just didn't hit home.
Did not.
Nothing. To, didn't even nothing. No, it really didn't. And they introduced this whole rogue squadron at the beginning of the show that Cassian was involved with, and they literally killed them all off except for Mon Mothma's sister. And her character didn't even have a purpose. And they're already making action figures about them. I mean, come on, Hasbro.
I don't know, man.
I just don't know. I don't know. And the whole thing with Mon Mothma's daughter, like all that stuff, I don't – that stuff doesn't belong in Star Wars.
It does not.
But that's how I feel about Andor. I know Danny has been holding age for like 4 months about the show. So viewer discretion advised. I don't know what Danny's going to say, but the floor is yours, my friend.
All right, let's start off with, I actually tried to watch this show, even though I saw the trailer knowing that this show was going to be hot garbage. I still watched it because, you know, I was like, you know what? We don't know what to expect. Episode 1 was pretty good. And then, you know, I watched 2, 3, 4, made it all the way to 6. And between that timeline, it's a lot of politics, you know, like they give like small little Easter eggs. There's no like, I just feel like we've heard this story so many times. And then Andor himself, like they're like you said, like they're giving us like real world problems. And then like they're, it's the language. The one thing that bothers me out of everything, anything in this show is the language. Like it's just like, it just doesn't fit the context. Like Star Wars does not use curse words. Star Wars does not have like those, you know, human connection moments like in that way. And it's, I was not watching a Star Wars show. I was watching a show that was basically like the idea of what a non-Star Wars fan thinks it is. I mean, I'm sorry, like a person who doesn't know Star Wars. And I made it to episode 6, and I was like, we are halfway through the series, and nothing really happens. Like these little scenes here and there that fill in these small little gaps. But overall, it was just not entertaining. How can I watch 20 minutes of The Bad Batch and they can tell a whole arc story, bring a whole new planet to the scene, and wrap it up compared to Andor? And like I was watching like YouTube clips of like the great speeches that the guy at the prison was making, and then the lady at the end. It was not. I didn't feel it. I didn't feel what they were trying to receive. And I'm pretty sure it's not because like I was already like I was not liking the show, but like I truly try to understand. Like they try to add this like inspiration. You know how like it's like those like fake promotion videos where they add the inspiration music and they try to get everybody to like get like feel like pumped, you know? Like I don't know. I just didn't feel it.
Sorry to cut you off, but one thing about that scene that you're talking about, the inspirational quote scene and all that stuff, I felt like that was drug out.
Mm-hmm.
She was just going on and on and on, and I couldn't, like, it was so hard for me to keep focus. But when she says, fight the Empire,
mm-hmm.
that was originally filmed with F-bomb, the Empire.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And the one thing Disney did that I agree with them is they cut that out and replaced it with fight the Empire. Fight the Empire is something Star Wars would say.
Yep.
If the Empire
is not
a Star Wars. Does not belong in Star Wars at all.
Doesn't make sense. The show itself, like I did not see it be a good Star. Like it's, how is it a good Star Wars show? Like it's like Andor is like a minor character in a big role. He's literally an insect, and he's not even in the like, most of the show. And then everybody else like tries to play a relevant character, but it's just like there's just, we don't care enough. And then, like, the writing doesn't help. The language is awful. It's just not Star Wars.
I feel like a big reason why this show didn't hit home for me was we already know what happens to Cassian.
Exactly.
We already know what happens to Cassian. And we don't, I really do not care what he went through because it was all explained in Rogue One.
Dude, they get instantly renew for 2 seasons for Andor, but Obi-Wan is still up in the air. Isn't that crazy?
I'll tell you why, because they can't afford Liam Neeson for more than 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah, because I think he said it himself. He doesn't want to be cameos or anything like that. He wants to, like, he doesn't want to do any of that. So it's either they have him or they don't, and they can't afford him. Liam Neeson's just smart enough one to, like, you know, not do it. You know what I mean? Like, And it's, yeah, just Andor, like, if you like it, good for you, you know, but it just wasn't for me, honestly. Like, and that's fine, you know, like, it's just weird. This was like the only season, there's only series, I guess, where I did not completely finish through. I honestly thought Boba Fett was horrible the first four episodes or three episodes, but I was like, you know what, I'm gonna stick through it because it has to be something good, right? And it did. And then, but like, it took, like, if I had to watch the first six episodes of Boba Fett again, I would, because it actually got interesting. But like Andor, it was such a flat line of like no tension. It had these fake moments, like you already knew the characters, or like it was so predictable, and it was just, I didn't like the, and then I didn't like the cop guy. I forgot his name. He looks like Woody from Toy Story.
Yeah, I know what you're
Like,
talking
he was kind
about.
of awkward, and then the blonde lady tried to be like intimidating and everything, but I'm like, it just didn't work. It's like they tried too hard for the roles that didn't need that much. Like, they're trying to make us care about side characters who have like no big impact. Like, you know, it's just like they're just there. We're just literally living their day-to-day life.
I feel like every episode was a pilot episode.
Exactly. For something else.
It was just a build up, 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 and literally nothing happened until the post credit scene of the very
Post
last
credit.
episode.
Post credit.
Nothing happened. And even that post credit scene was like 30 seconds of just the Death Star being constructed. That one scene was more interesting than the entire show.
Yeah.
We didn't get Vader. We didn't get anything Krennic. I mean, we didn't even get any Empire except for
And
these new characters.
you could have theoretically like added this. They could have made this show better by far, because they're playing her in the world of Star Wars Rebels, Bad Batch. You know, like,
Yeah, I mean,
it's not that the world, it's not that the time and the place was wrong. It was what they used and how they used it.
and the thing is this takes place 5 years before Rogue One, which means this is 5 years after Revenge of the Sith. Okay, it's taken place in a prime time age to do a Star Wars story about the galaxy and being under the fist of the Empire. Literally, they had no scenes of anything Empire that we're used to.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Don't know about that show.
I mean, they could have at least brought an app.
Yeah. Something.
Something, you know, non-numb or something, just something to, you know, to make us want to say, wow. But it didn't.
Did not.
So, I don't know. I don't know. I could do better.
Honestly, I believe so. Andor was, and it had so much in the budget. They put so, I don't know why they put their time into the show. It was, I don't know, it just wasn't for me. That's all I gotta say. I don't want to bash it anymore,
And
but that's all I gotta say. It wasn't for me.
the blasters they were using, the AK-47s. Like, come on, like, really?
AK-47. And then they made that into a toy. Oh yeah, let's talk about Hasbro. Okay, but I'm done with Andor. It just wasn't for me. That's it. Like, I'm like,
I
if that's on my list,
mean,
like, I'm watching the last.
you got George Lucas, who brought in guns from World War II and made them into iconic blasters.
Most iconic weapons in
But
cinema.
they didn't look like World War II weapons. They actually looked like sci-fi
Because they mixed up a
blasters.
little bit, but they just straight up made modern warfare weapons in.
They did. They did. They went to Walmart, they bought their local Fortnite Nerf guns and painted them black.
They did.
But what, okay, you wanted to get into Hasbro.
Yeah, so Hasbro, I remember I was laughing. I was telling Chase, remember when we said 2022 was Hasbro's year? Yeah, that was their downfall.
Yeah, well,
spiraling down the toilet. Like,
well, the beginning of 22 is good.
Yeah, but you know, like, if we had to sum it up, it was a bad year for them, and it's getting worse for them.
It really is. Let me tell you something. Just let me tell everybody something. I have a collection of Mandalorian figures. I have 4 Death Watch Mandos. I have a Bo-Katan, a Cosca Reeves, an Axe Wolves, and a Beskar Mando. And they all looked great in the box, but I recently opened them last night. The Death Watch Mandos are one of the best figures Hasbro's done. Mm-hmm. But the Axe Wolves, his entire armor is rubber.
Yeah.
His helmet doesn't fit. It's misshaped. His armor is rubber. So if I ever wanted to customize him, there's no way I could strip the paint off of his armor without burning the rubber.
Sadly.
And I've had to reshape his helmet just to make it look normal. And the Cosca Reeves figure is just a reuse of the Bo-Katan body, but the helmet that they use for her is so unproportional.
Let's not forget about the Death Trooper.
And this new 2-pack that Hasbro released of the Ned B droid and the Purse Trooper, and charging $79 for it, that's $40 per figure.
And it comes with no accessories or just one.
And the 2-pack doesn't even make sense. I don't remember one scene in Kenobi where we saw those two characters together.
They literally just strapped 2 random characters to one package.
And doubled the price.
$80.
$80.
$80. Mezco was $75 for the release of the figures. And that came
before, Danny, and I'm going to repeat it. McFarlane has taken over the action figure community.
I am pounding the rock. I'm pounding the table for McFarlane.
McFarlane is on their game. They're releasing figures left and right. They look great. The McFarlane figures, their sculpts are fantastic. Their articulation is fantastic. Their artwork on their boxes is fantastic. And their retail price.
And the pre-orders are accurate.
Yeah. And they're quick, too, when they ship.
They do. They're quick, right? You get it within a week.
I don't even buy off of Hasbro anymore.
Nope.
If I want anything from Hasbro, I get it on the third-party market.
Yep.
I mean, I have to, because the last time I pre-ordered anything from Hasbro Pulse was the deluxe Cad Bane set when it came out, who had the Toto 360 figure with it. No. I pre-ordered that thing. I got online to pre-order that figure, and the web server crashed so many times, if I'm not mistaken. It took me nearly 5 minutes to pre-order that figure, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
It wasn't quick. I mean, it was just a hassle. And the Bo-Katan, I pre-ordered some Bo-Katan. I pre-ordered 2 Bo-Katan figures when they first came out. And I canceled both those pre-orders, and I'm glad I did, because now I can find a bajillion Bo-Katans at any local comic book store.
Mm-hmm.
Hasbro's dead. Like, I mean, I hate to say it, but Hasbro is going to have to do something to bring me back.
Yeah.
And it's not going to bring me back until they start releasing Clone Wars figures.
Phase 1. I need OG Phase 1, not Attack of the Clones Phase 1.
But McFarlane Toys is number one right now.
Imagine McFarlane had the rights to Star Wars.
We would be getting 7-inch Star Wars figures with amazing articulation.
We would get 7-inch clone troopers. I'm buying at least like 5.
Forget that. I'm buying 10.
10? Dang. I'm buying at least 5.
But, well, You got anything else you want to get off your chest while we're here?
No, that's it so far. It's just Hasbro sucks, Andor sucks, Amanda's good, Bad Batch good, and we are back.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. So expect an episode probably every Friday as usual.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on YouTube. Check out our YouTube channels. We've got some pretty cool celebrity interviews on there. We got them in a file on our YouTube channel called The Bounty Files. So you can check those out. We're going to be doing some coverage at ICCCon while we're there. We'll probably be on the podcast stage, so you can be able to watch us live. With that being said, if send in your comments, questions, or anything to our email. We would love to hear fan feedback. Last time we did a fan feedback, we had so many responses to the fan questions. It was a great episode.
It was.
We would love to get back in that. So, you know, send us your comments or something you would love to hear us talk about or anything over our Instagram. Send us a direct message or send us an email, rodianradiopc@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram at galactic_customs. If you want to check out my photography and customization page, and go ahead and tell them where you're at, Danny.
So, in terms of social media?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm at DCRZboy_photos. I think that's right. Yeah, DCRZboy_photos. Yeah. So I'm pretty much, I've been doing recent photography, and I'm just going to be, you know, up to date posting. I like to do wallpapers. You know, I like to make a little story arc. You know, my most recent one was one with Wolverine and the Clone Troopers. I had really fun doing that. And then the future ones I'm going to create more towards the Jurassic Park series, because it's going to be their 30th anniversary. But I am going to throw a little clone action versus Jurassic Park. It's always fun to do that. Daniel Logan liked the most recent Jurassic Park clashing with Star Wars.
There you go, people. Danny's famous on Instagram.
Yeah, apparently.
Danny's famous on Instagram.
Yep.
So, yep, you can find us there. Until next week, we will be back. Don't know what we're going to talk about, but we will definitely knock your socks off as we do every week.
Mm-hmm.
And so, closing words.
Andor sucks.
Yeah, we're gonna put that on a t-shirt.
I got an idea. No, I'm gonna take the guy with the table. He's like, Andor sucks. Change my mind.
Yeah. We're gonna put that on our t-shirts and wear them at ICC Con.
They're not gonna instantly let us in for that.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. So,
all right.
Well, until next week, this has been Rodian Radio. I'm your host, Chase.
And this is Danny.
And may the force be with you on Rodian Radio.
It's another check for Daddy.